Open daily till 4, Saturdays till noon.
And now, Skinny Bobby presents the Breakfast Pig!
Here I come!
Joe Simon on WAKY, called Hard to Get Along, as the folks drive by our beautiful windowed studios on 4th Street, all bundled up because of the cold, and I don't blame them a bit, 26 degrees currently, there's probably some frost in your windshields, better get out there and scrape it off, right? Here's our Moo Cow report for a Thursday morning.
There are two Moo Cow on the streets of Louisville this morning.
Skinny Bobby Harper.
Thank you. It's 15 past 7 o'clock, friends. 7:15, WAKY's 12 Days of Christmas Time. Today is Thursday, of course, December 4, 69. 3 weeks from today is Christmas Day, and of course, in 4 weeks, we'll all say howdy to the new decade. It'll be January 1, 1970. And, Mom, I'm positive that you'll be just thrilled to know that good old hardworking Dad will be able to sit there all day, New Year's Day, and watch 8 straight hours of football. Pretty heavy, huh? Today, December the 4th, is the birthday of Spain's Generalissimo Franco, and Maria Callas is 46 today. 4 years ago today, the U.S. applauded the successful launching of Gemini 7, and 1 year ago today, Pope Paul called for obedience to church rules. Now, there were some other less eventful occurrences on this day down through the years. For example, in 1162, King Arthur bumped his leg on the corner of this table. In 1762, the first peanut butter sandwich was eaten in public, and in 1957, the Schlurp Brewery Ladies bowling team of Weems, Montana rolled 53 consecutive gutter balls. Now, let's look at this day in history, friends.
Mr. Transmission will put in condition the worst transmissions in town.
Good old Mr. Transmission. In Louisville, Mr. Transmission is located at 800 Baxter Avenue and at 7115 Preston Highway, and in New Albany, 433 State Street.
Price tag on big fashion just in time for holiday gift giving. And Clarksville, 2 years ago today.
Miss Dionne Warwick, and do you know the way to San Jose, right? Cloudy, kind of windy, and kind of colder on a Thursday morning. Skinny Bobby Harper here, and how you doing today, huh? Not too good? Well, lucky here. Tomorrow's Friday, payday to many of us. If not payday, at least good from the standpoint that the weekend's here, right? And whatever you have planned for the weekend, may it be heavy, and may it be wonderful, and may all your hang-ups be drip dry, the man said with a smile as he pushed the button to introduce this next fantastic feature on the morning extravaganza. Yes, friends, it's time once again for this morning's Thought for the Day. These words of wisdom sent out each morning over the airwaves and into your home. Provocative and inspiring, we hope. Giving you more reason to get up. Jump into that cold shower. Scarf down those soggy cornflakes and take care of biz on a Thursday. Here's our Thought for the Day, friends. One who places his face in the washing machine may get a sock in the puss. Notice the crowd reaction to another heavyweight Thought for the Day on the Big 79. It's 7:22.
O.G. Wilson announces its first Elgin Watch Spectacular. Saturdays and Sunday till 6.
Now, there is a sugar-free soft drink. They found a way to keep the taste in and the sugar out.
W-A-K-Y.
7:23 on WAKY, 23 past 7 o'clock, and usually we don't make a big thing out of the records from the standpoint that you obviously know what they are and enjoy them, we hope, but whenever there's a new one out, we'd like to point it out to you. For example, right here, a brand new one by Joe South entitled Walk a Mile in My Shoes. By Joe South, brand new on the Big 79, and Walk a Mile in My Shoes. Cloudy, kind of windy, and kind of colder for a Thursday morning. Here's our traffic analyst as usual, Officer Bruce.
Traffic condition mauve.
Thank you, Bruce. Things are just picking up right now as far as traffic's concerned, as far as, you know, the buildup is concerned, and any accidents that happen will be starting right now, although that's a pessimistic outlook, I guess, huh? So that's the weather. Oh, they're bringing in a new traffic advisory right now, so we'll just hang in, and you tell us again there, good old Officer Bruce, what's the word?
Traffic traffic condition chartreuse.
All right.
Traffic condition chartreuse.
As the man said, traffic in general is heavy this morning. Traffic is heavy on the Watterson from Southern Parkway to Bardstown Road, both east and westbound. Traffic is moving steadily but gradually building up. Northbound on Poplar Level Road at Preston Street, traffic is heavy, and you'll experience delays at the intersections. On the north-south expressway from the fairground to the Jackson Street exit, traffic is heavy and bumper-to-bumper and slow-moving. You'll experience a rapid decrease in speed, of course, as you drive north. If you're eastbound on Market, between 2nd and 3rd, avoid the curb lane. 29th and Bank, a property damage accident, also a property damage accident southbound on the Dixie Highway south of the Watterson. Traffic on the Riverside Expressway is heavy but moving well. No delay in traffic coming from southern Indiana, rather, and traffic in general is moving steadily but extremely heavy this morning all over, all right?
W-A-K-Y.
Fine. Now, moving along musically, he said. He picked up the phone and answered. Hello? Yes. Uh-huh. Your husband thinks he's a dog. Mm-hmm. How long has this been going on? Ever since he was a puppy.
Oh.
That's pretty old. Well, I know, but it's okay. Sure. Fine.
Got my carry-out order ready, honey?
Yes, Mrs. Claus. Driver. Choice of the big boy himself.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. Well, there's another call coming in. Excuse me, friends. Hello? Yes. You were listening, and yes, you have a problem, too. Your husband thinks he's a cat. How long has this been going on? Ever since he was a kitten.
Oh.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. Right, that's pretty similar. Right, thank you.
Listen, children. We're eating just a hullabaloo.
All right, now.
Oh, what is it? You think this was dollar prayer or something? Hello? Yes. You heard the two other ladies? Yes, what's your husband thinks he's a horse. Okay, don't tell me. How long has it been going on since he was a pony, right? Is that right?
Oh.
It is. All right, I was right. Huh? Thank you very much. Beautiful. Here's Andy Kim.